Everybody, welcome to episode 357 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. All right, well, the fall sports season is officially underway, and today we're going to talk some girls tennis with the two head coaches of the Ankeny teams. To my left is the head coach at Ankeny Centennial, who is now in her sixth season with the Jaguars. That's hard to believe. She's Allie Gustafson. Allie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is the head coach at Ankeny, and she's now in her second season in her second stint with the program. She previously coached the Hawkettes from 2014 to 20 before she returned last year. She's Katie Owens. Katie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Hi. Best day ever being here.
You bet. Well, ladies, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Allie, let's start with you. Your team has already had five meets over the last 12 days, and I doubt if too many teams across the state have played, you know, more than that. Is that just the way that your schedule fell, or is there a reason why you guys had so many meets right away?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a few weeks here at the beginning of the season. It's just kind of how our schedule fell this year. It's been great to get a lot of experience, but not a lot of practice time, so kind of take what we can get.
Well, your team got off to an 0-4 start, but you had some close losses during that stretch. You opened the season on August 7th with a 7-4 loss to Dubuque Hempstead, and you also dropped a 7-4 decision in your conference opener on August 11th at Waukee. On the 10th, your team battled North Polk down to the wire before the Comets emerged with a 6-5 win. But then on Monday, your team got its first win of the season. You guys defeated Roosevelt 8-3. Your team was able to sweep all five doubles matches, and that broke a 3-3 tie. But was that a big confidence booster for the girls to come away with that win?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with that kind of rough start we had. We've been really close in a lot of meets and a lot of matches, but unfortunately we weren't able to come away with some needed super tiebreakers. And so the meet this week where we got that win against Roosevelt is a big confidence booster for us. So kind of heading into the rest of the season.
And Katie, your team was in a different situation because you guys had to wait until yesterday to officially open your season. You had a meet postponed last week by the weather. Your team did drop an 11-0 decision to Valley, which is always a strong opponent. But I'm sure the girls were just glad to get out there and play somebody else, huh?
It was a great day. We were just excited, yeah, to get on the court and have some experience, especially for some players who have not played in varsity matches before. So it was a good day to get on the court.
Well, your team has a lot of new faces in the lineup because you returned only two of your varsity players from a year ago. Senior Ella Dietrich is the only top six singles player who is back. But you feel like you have a lot of talented underclassmen, you know, who are really going to make an impact, don't you?
Absolutely. And too, this summer, there were so many girls at our camp. So it was just such a nice transition from summer into fall. They got the ability to be on the court all summer and use those skills to hope that are progressing them this fall. So we need to see them progress as they continue to play and play in more matches.
And Allie, let's talk about a few of your individuals. Your number one singles player, Talia Baca, is off to a 3-1 start in singles. She had a nice come-from-behind win against Hempstead's Ivy Hoden in your first meet. Now, she's a former state qualifier in singles, and from what you've seen thus far, you know, do you think she's somebody that could contend for another berth at state this year?
Yeah, absolutely. She's had some great matches to start off the season, and she's been playing with a lot of confidence and just growing so much over the offseason from last season. It's been great to see. I'm excited to see how she plays the rest of the season. And then, yeah, definitely a contender for the state tournament.
And in that win over Roosevelt, you guys got a pair of victories each from Talia, Avery Bonenkamp, and Anna Pedersen. Avery won her number four singles match without dropping a single game. You know, she just had a really good day, didn't she?
Yeah, that was amazing. She played, yeah, kind of like with Talia, just extreme confidence and composure on the court, and she used her ground strokes really well and walked away with no games lost in that singles match.
And Katie, let's talk about your lineup a little bit too. I mentioned that Ella is your only returning top six singles player. You know, so is she playing at the number one spot? I haven't seen that full results from yesterday.
Yep, she's playing at number one right now. And then I have a couple of seniors in my lineup as well, and then a couple freshmen. So it'll be neat to see where things shake out as we play a few more matches and just see how the girls develop with more experience under their belt. But I think our lineup might kind of ebb and flow a little bit here and there, just as girls gain experience and continue to grow as players.
We obviously had a lot of kids, you know, getting their first taste of varsity competition in that yeah. first meet, and they were thrown into the fire right away against a really good team. You know, did you like what you saw from your girls, though?
Yeah, you know, they competed, and they tried their best with the best skills that they had at this point of the season. So we can only go up from here, and tomorrow we play Southeast Polk, so I think that'll be a more competitive match for us. And we beat them last year, so hopefully this year, too, we'll be able to compete with them and come away with a victory tomorrow.
Well, yeah, the Rams have also had just one meet thus far. They dropped an 11-0 decision at Urbandale a week ago. And like you mentioned, that's a team that you beat 8-3 last year. I don't know if they have many returning girls or not, but obviously that's a team that's more on your level.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And so hopefully it'll be a day of gaining confidence for the girls and just, again, another match under their belt. So.
And Allie, your team will also be in action on Thursday. You guys will host a conference meet against Dallin Catholic, and that's a team that is off to a 2-2 start, but I know they've played some tough teams. You know, that's going to be a big test for your team, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But the good thing is that we're kind of a good start into the season. We have a lot of match experience, so we're going to take what we've learned from our meets and our practices and then compete tomorrow morning. We're excited.
Well, as both of you guys know, the CIML is undoubtedly the best and deepest conference in the state. Allie, your team still has to play meets, you know, against the Maroons, Valley, and Waukee Northwest. You know, they're traditionally three of the best teams in the state. Northwest posted a 5-2 win over Valley to win last year's state title, and they opened their season on Tuesday with an 11-0 win over Dowling, you know, after the Maroons had already beaten Valley. So do you think the Wolves are going to be the team to beat again this year?
Yes, I think so. After that start they've had this season and just knowing that they have a lot of young talent on their team and that continue to fill up their lineup, I'll be curious to see how they play out this season, but I think they're definitely going to be a contender for the state title.
And Katie, would you agree? Do you think there's any teams, you know, that could challenge them this year?
I mean, maybe Johnston too. They've got a few new players. I think this year it'll be a tough team to compete with as well. And Valley, of course, and Dowling.
Yeah.
They'll be
top contenders.
All right. Listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. Give them a call at 515-965-5677. Those things that are rattled off there from Revive, I don't know what any of those things are. Maybe you guys do.
I think they all sound good.
I know.
Well, before we talk a little more tennis, I want to ask you guys about your teaching careers. I know the two of you previously taught second grade together at Prairie Trail Elementary, but Allie, I see that you've now moved over to the new Abbey Grove Elementary, and I don't even know where that is, but are you excited about being on the staff to help open up a new school?
Yeah, so they've been open for 2 years, and I'm joining on the third year, but I'm very excited to join the staff. I am sad to be leaving Katie, so we won't be teaching together anymore, but thank goodness I get to see her out on the court still.
And Katie, when is the first day of school? It's got to be coming up.
Monday, right? The 24th.
Okay.
Yes, we are ready. The classes are ready to go. Our classroom, we're just ready to have the kids come.
Definitely.
And how long have you been at Prairie Trail now?
Ooh, I opened Prairie Trail. So I don't even know how long Prairie Trail's been open. I mean, a good 13 years, maybe, give or take.
Okay. Well, let's get back to tennis now. This is obviously the second season that girls' tennis has been a fall sport. And I know I already asked you guys about this for the season preview, but we can touch on it again. Allie, do you feel like the move to the fall, you know, has been a positive one for the sport?
Yeah, I do. I think it's been great weather-wise. This fall has been a little bit more rainy than last season, but it's really great to have the girls out on the court all summer and then not have a gap of winter where girls aren't on the courts, or if they are, they're having to travel to the surrounding areas to play indoors. And so it's been great to see just like no let up from the summer right into the season. It feels like we are much more ready to take the court from first day of practice and then first meet, thankfully, since we had a meet on that first Friday of the week, just because we had been playing all summer long together. So that's been really great to see.
And I would say it's nice too, just because the girls do not have to focus on anything but tennis. The school is just kind of the extra right now until it starts on Monday. So I've just been able to play tennis and focus on that and get everything else in order. So.
Well, Katie, I know you told me that it makes, you know, for a seamless transition, you know, for the girls to be playing a lot over the summer and then moving right into the fall season. You know, do you think long term that, you know, the level of play might be higher in the fall than it was in the spring, at least at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially too with us just having constant contact all summer long, encouraging tournaments to play in, encouraging things to do right after the season too. I mean, I just think it's going to help benefit both our programs. And Allie and I work so closely together with camps and provide lots of opportunities for the girls to be on the court. So I think we'll continue to grow our programs, and one of these days the tides will turn and the Hawks will come on top.
And I think it's great to like level the playing field, especially for cities like Ankeny that don't have indoor courts. It kind of makes things equal because our girls have been playing outside just as long as the other teams in the metro area, that even though they do have indoor courts.
Well, and with the boys remaining in the spring, that opens up more courts for you guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a plus.
I mean, I had 16 courts to play with yesterday. So that means hardly any girls were sitting out, which was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So
lots of experience for the girls, lots of playing, lots of practice, lots of positives for the fall season.
Well, I don't know if you consider this to be a negative or not, but the fall season is condensed a little more than the spring, in order to get it in, before the weather does turn bad.
Yep.
And Katie, your team will play 11 meets over the next 27 days. So that's a lot of meets to play and not a lot of practice time in between. And obviously, if any of them get rained out, then it's going to get even more condensed.
Yeah.
But are there any other aspects of the move that you would consider, to be negative? Or is maybe that the only thing?
Go ahead. Sorry. I would say one thing is that now we're sharing sports, like we're sharing seasons with other fall sports. So we were kind of sharing the spring sports, and now I seem to have more overlap with fall sports, which is great because Ankeny does a great job of sharing students and athletes. But that's kind of, I would say, a negative is that I find to have more athletes dual sporting in the fall than in the spring.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be an issue in either season, I would think, but right. Yeah, maybe more so now. So, well, the annual Jag Hawk Showdown will be played next Thursday, and I'm sure you both are looking forward to that matchup. Now, in the past, I know you guys have used that meet as a fundraiser for, various causes like cancer. Are you guys doing that again this year?
Yeah, we are. And so we've raised some money, and right now we're in the process of looking for some great causes to give the money to. Our girls are kind of helping with deciding where we want that to go, and we'll have that revealed on Thursday at our meet. But yeah, we're excited to give back to the community and kind of support those who are going through hard times.
Well, I forget which year it was, but I think it was back when you were coaching at Ankeny the first time, Katie, and Allie, you might have been playing for Centennial. but one of those years, you guys donated the proceeds of your fundraiser to my wife, Jennifer, who's been battling stage 4 neuroendocrine cancer since 2010. And I wanted to thank all the coaches, who were a part of that back then, including Tammy Luton, who sadly is no longer with us after her own battle with cancer. But that gesture was really appreciated at the time, and I'm happy to report that my wife, Jennifer, is doing well. I took her to a chemo appointment last Wednesday, and that was on our 31st anniversary. And I just wanted to give a shout out to her because she puts up with a lot of stuff with me, with my crazy schedule. So I'm very lucky to have, not only this job, but to have a very understanding wife. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Sweet. That's
Well, anyway,
the crowd.
Thank you guys for your time today. I appreciate it. And good luck the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had girls tennis coaches Allie Gustafson of Ankeny Centennial and Katie Owens of Ankeny. I appreciate the time for both of those ladies today. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.